What am I saying, church? Well, they gone already. They putting the sheet over. The devil is a liar. Let me through here. Anybody else here got faith? Come on in here with me. That's how we do it. I don't care if they pull the sheet up or not. We got to start going in there. If they ain't rolled about the room and they ain't locked the door, they can get up if you go in there. Not me. Not just me, church. I'm talking about all of us. You don't know the power that God is pouring into you. By all you went through, he was getting you ready to pour something into you. God was working on you, moving you up, elevating you in rank and power. Come on, church. He was elevating you. So, but see, first, he had to elevate you so you can think differently. That old stuff had your mind a certain way. But he had to take you to a place where you understood God. See, it wasn't about the situation. I don't care what situation it is. I trust God. And because he trusted God, the daughter was dead. I know the people came and let me go. We got to get her ready and embalm her up. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Just stay. That's my daughter. Stay where you are. And he went out and found the Lord and said, come pray for my daughter. That's how we got to be, church. I don't care. We've got to pray because it's not up to us. It's up to God. If God want to raise him up through you, he ought to be able to do it.
Amen, amen.
Mm. But then it goes on to say, and suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came behind and touched the hem of his garment. And this is said, for she said, if only I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made well. She didn't say I needed to make sure I get to him, to make sure he lay hands on me, he pray for me. He could be busy. I just need to touch the hem of his garment. I just need him to touch me. I need to touch him as he's walking by. That's all it is. Because of not my faith. My faith is in God. All I got to do is touch him and it touches God. See, some of us need to learn how to just touch. You grab somebody, they're about to shake their head off and tear their clothes and all that. Thank you. That's all I need right there. Thank you. Touch me. I just need to touch you. We're getting all messed up, flying all over the place. You know, I got to see this person and that person. Nah, Pastor, if he walked by, I'm good. And if God is in Brother Peter, all I need to do is touch Brother Peter. We are the church. Who are you looking for? You are the church. They should be touching you. They ain't even got to know God. You know, brother, man, you know, I touch you. I don't know. I started feeling better. Oh, God. That's God. Who is God? See, that opened the door right there. See, it's in you. But see, this woman went against all laws, rules of engagements, of being unclean, the judgments and the penalties of uncleanliness. She had a level of faith that was desperate enough to touch him. See, church, we need to learn how to be desperate. And she stretched her faith to touch him. Believing her condition was changed. I'm going to tell you why she had faith. Because being unclean, it says in Leviticus 10:19, if a woman has a discharge and the discharge from her body is blood, she should be set apart for 7 days. And so whosoever touches her should be unclean till the evening. So they had a law at that time. If you had an issue of blood, you couldn't come around nobody. Anything you sat on, they had to, you know, burn it or throw it away or this where you sat. Nobody else could sit there. But if you knowingly went and touched somebody, I know they would do something to you. This woman had to trust and believe that God would do it because they say she crawled through and touched the hem of his garment. So that means if God didn't heal her, they was going to kill her because she had already done what she wasn't supposed to do. But her faith was desperate. Oh, my God. Her desperation made her forget about everything that would happen to her because she said, it's going to happen. She forgot about what was going to happen to her if it didn't happen. Because she just said, it's going to happen. And I believe that. This woman was in a continual state of uncleanliness for 12 years. But church, her faith covered what her discharge exposed. Oh, y'all will get that in a minute. I said her faith covered what her discharge exposed. And it was enough to receive her healing. Faith above circumstances is faith enough for the circumstance. I'm going to say that again. Faith above circumstances is faith enough for the circumstance. I'm going to read another scripture and we can get out of here. Let's look at Luke 6. Luke 6, 6. Now it happened on another Sabbath also, that he entered the synagogue and taught. And a man was there whose right hand was withered. So the scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an occasion, accusation against him. But see, he knew their thoughts and said, who the man who had the withered hand? Arise and stand here. He called him up front. Even though they was getting ready to accuse him, he didn't do it secretly. When you're doing something for God, you don't have to be secret about it. You know, so we had this thing where we got to hide what we're doing for God. Like we don't want nobody to know we saved. I don't want nobody to know I'm part of the body of Christ. You see first, you know how you see somebody from the church. Hey, how you doing? They trying to give you a hug. You stand there with folks that they ain't into all that. They ain't got the love of God in them. So you ain't hesitant to hug somebody. You know, like you didn't want it. Knowing good and doggone well, you wanted that power. Come on now. But we do it that way sometimes. We hesitant. But Jesus said, arise and stand here. And he arose and stood. And Jesus said, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy? And when he had looked around at them all, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored as whole as the other. But they were filled with rage and disgust with one another what they might do to Jesus. But that's something that he said, stretch out your hand. Because this man had two hands, but in one hand, I don't know what was with it. So he had a condition where it had some sort of a deformity or sickness in it. So, you know, anybody that you've seen with one of them deformed hands is always in their pocket. Why? They're hiding it. They don't want you to know it's not right. So when that man came up, I'm pretty sure he wasn't like this with his hand. His hand was probably, might have not even been, because he was standing around people, his hand was hidden. He didn't want nobody to know. But Jesus knew. So whatever your issue is, whatever's holding you, whatever that thing is, God already know what it is. See, sometimes people always want to know what your thing is. Well, see, I'm not God. What is it? Don't worry about it. I just want you to pray. All right, I'll pray, but how I'm going to lift up something I don't know? Because you're not God. God knows. It ain't always about what is that thing. Sometimes they just got to say, well, lift that thing up to the Lord. And we both going to pray and agree together. But Jesus said, stretch it out. He spoke to the thing. He said, whatever you are and whatever you've done, you can't do it no more. But see, that man had to believe. He had to have faith. See, that woman had desperation faith. So she crawled through. But when this man stretched, he had to believe beyond what he knew. Because the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. He had to believe against what he knew to be true. Church, God is stretching you. See, it's easy to believe God when you're trying to get in there. But when the situation don't work and everybody know that it haven't worked for anybody else, and you say the devil is a liar. Church, God has done all he's done in your life to elevate you to a place where you are stretched. See, if you ever had a rubber band, you know that when you stretch, it takes another position. So whatever position it had before you stretched it, now it can't go back to that position again. I used to be like that when I first got saved. They would kind of elevate me to do certain things. And I was hesitant about doing them, because I knew once I do this, I can't go back to being that person no more. So there was a fear of wanting to go back and being able to go back. I needed to be able to be where I was comfortable. But as God was stretching me to not begin to go. See, at first I was fighting it. Oh, Lord, you don't know the number of times the pastor had to call me on a Sunday morning. But see, he was long-suffering with me. He would come in the morning, Pastor McGraw, you probably met him, and for church, he'd meet with all of the people that he'd meet with in the morning before he'd get ready to go on service. And when they would have meet and greet, he would go in his office and call me on the phone. Brother Jeff, what's going on? I would say, man, me and my wife was fighting this morning, and you know, I go through my little, Jeff, let me tell you something. I don't care what happened, man. You need to come to church. She's a weaker vessel, but we need you representing your house. He said, you let this time be the last time. And you know what? That time was the last time. So it seemed like the enemy would always hit us on Sunday morning. I'm talking about, man, it would be loud in my house on Sunday morning. I can say it because she ain't in here. But I'm talking about the devil would be roaring, man, and we would be going crazy up in that place. But I used to go to church, and like I say, praise and worship, because my mind would be so messed up. If I didn't make praise and worship, I may miss it that day, but he'd come in and, man, they would minister and do all the stuff, and we'd go through the service, and I would say, man, how do you know what happened at my house when he get done preaching? He always hit me right where I needed to be hit. But see, he understood that some people you got to deal with a certain way. He said, man, what are you doing? And then the thing was, he would leave the 99 and go in his office and call that one. And I would always be like, wow. And we didn't have some altercations. But because he would stand up to me and he would demand me to do something. Because he was saying, it ain't about where you are. I'm talking to where you're going. And that's who he wasn't speaking to me like I was, you know, Brother Jeff or what. He was speaking to me like I was Minister Jeff. They've been calling me that for years. But, man, he was speaking to Minister Jeff when I was fresh in the church. So he was calling me up and wouldn't let me be comfortable. You know how when you're comfortable, I just want to, no. He got a group together and said, I need y'all to come in once every 2 weeks or once a month. And he would meet with us. Man, he would fire me up. Because he was determined. I know where God is taking you, but I'm speaking to that today, and that's how he did it. So he was stretching me. I didn't even know what faith was, but he was stretching it. And so I had to, you know, try to grow into this person that he was maturing me into, but it didn't happen overnight. But see, I had to submit to it to allow it to happen. So he was stretching me. And that's what God is saying. All I've been doing and all that's happened to you is so I can get you to stretch. See, all that was preparing you. But see, you still got to stretch. Because he wants to bring you into that level. He wants to pour into you things that you have not seen, that you now will begin to understand even though you haven't seen it. See, faith is what this man has, because this is how he been living his life. You see him in the street all the time, walking around with that one hand like this. Whatever that withered hand is, that's where it is. They very seldom pull it out, but when they pull it out, they take the other hand and they put it back in there because they don't want you to see it. But see, Jesus wasn't worried about that. He said, stretch! And the thing about that man's faith is that he trusted the word enough. And it did exactly the word said. Imagine that. It didn't do what he normally did. The word called it out. And it pulled itself out just like the word said. And that's what God wants to do to you, church. He wants to begin to, whatever the word said, pull you out. And you stretch. And see, not only did he stretch, his hands probably opened up. And his hand got strength. So he had a new way of thinking. And you used to always somebody helping you because you ain't got but one hand. And now you got two. I'm pretty sure the first thing on his mind was, man, I ain't worked in a long time. I'm getting a job. I'm sick and tired of sitting out here on this stoop asking people for change. I'm about to get me a job. And I'm going to tell you, his whole life changed that day because he wasn't afraid to stretch. See, when you stretch, sometimes there's a little fear because you're used to being how you used to be. But when God says stretch, that means all that old skin is gone. And all you recognize when you reach out is that you see something new. And that's how God is doing us, the church. God has filled you and prepared you so that you can stretch. That means whatever the words say, even as you read it, even as you read it, it's calling something out of you that was lying dormant. And that's what God said today, church. Don't be afraid to stretch. That means to go to another level so that God can elevate you in rank and power. And he's ready to do that. But see, you got to stretch. You got to believe God. So I want to ask you, church, is there anybody here today who ready to stretch? I know what you used to have been doing. I know what you've done before. We know what we've all done in the past. But God wants to know today, are you ready to stretch? Because see, when you stretch, you're going to a new place. They ain't seen nothing in you yet. Because God's getting ready to launch you. So if you're ready to stretch, I want you to stand to your feet. I want God to do a new thing in you. I want you to stretch. Let God do something new in you. And then elevate you and empower you for something new, something fresh. I know people say, well, you would never do that. I never thought he would do that. That man done smoked so much weed, and now he preaching the gospel. Whoa, look at God. Nobody would have never thought that. He done smoked so much boat. Y'all know what boat is. Lovely, angel dust. But actually what boat really is, it's embalming fluid. That's the stuff they put in dead bodies. And you wonder why people walk around crazy. It's embalming fluid. I done smoked so much. I done had so many brain cells gone, but God brought them all back. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. I done had so many hours where I walked around not even knowing I was alive. And God was covering me because of what I had put inside myself. I didn't even know that that would be part of my testimony. I don't care how far you've gone, it's not too far for God to lift you up. Church, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you began to elevate our mind, that you begin to elevate our heart, that you begin to empower us, God, to do amazing things for your glory. Father, no more we're going to look at situations like we looked at them before. I don't care what happened before. God, this is a new season, and it's not the season that I'm in. It's the season that's in my spirit, God. Because I'm always going to be instant, God, in and out of season. No longer will people come to me and I'm unavailable and unready because I've done some things to myself where I'm not cleansed or I'm not consecrated. But God, I would live ready. So we pray in the name of Jesus that you would break off, God, and destroy everything that the enemy has sown into us, that he's put in places that have kept us from stretching. So we pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that you stretch us where we need to be stretched. God, that you pull us to where we need to be. God, that we will never go back to being the same. I don't care who we were yesterday. But God, we are brand new today. God, stretch me in this place. God, we want it right now in Jesus' name. Let us walk in that, God. The power, not looking away for somebody else. But God, let it be in them. The power of your anointing for every situation. In the name of Jesus, speaking to darkness and calling out light. Speaking to the dead and causing them to live again. Father, give them that power in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God, for all that you've entrusted in us to do through the word. In Jesus' name. We pray, amen. It's always in the word. If the word says it, you can do it. If the word says it, you can do it. I don't care what it looks like and what's happened before. If you speak to it, it ain't got nothing to do. It got to change because of the power that God has placed in you because you wasn't afraid to stretch. Amen.